BP will likely plug and abandon 13 wells on the North Slope following an accident that happened earlier this year. That's according to Kathy Forster of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. The commission met with BP representatives today for an update on the incident. This April, one of the company's older wells spewed oil and gas for several days before it could be plugged. Months later, BP determined 14 other wells were at risk, five of which were producing oil. Forster says it's likely all but one will be shut down for good. That's a small number compared to the roughly 1,800 wells at Prudhoe Bay. But still, state regulators are making sure BP shares its investigations with other oil companies.
Anybody that's got an old well on the North Slope needs to know what the results of their investigation are and look for implications in their fields.
BP thinks the accident was caused by thawing permafrost deep below the surface, which put uneven stress on the well. Eventually, the well gave out, rising several feet out of the ground and colliding with the top of the building over the well. BP hasn't been calling the incident a blowout. Forster says oil industry engineers wouldn't call it that because there wasn't a rig on top of the well. But she says it was definitely an uncontrolled leak.
If that's how you define it, then yeah, it was a blowout. If you define it in the black and white way that engineers tend to define things, no. So, you know, it's semantics. You call it what you want to call it. But what it was an uncontrolled release of hydrocarbons to the surface, and that's not a good thing.
That wasn't BP's only accident this year. Last week, BuzzFeed News released documents showing the company forced many workers to halt work for 12 days this month following a series of worker safety incidents.